The confrontation with Yosef and his brothers climaxes in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. Yosef eventually reveals himself to his brothers and then sends them back with word to his father to let his father know that he's alive. And Yaakov, of course, upon hearing that his son Yosef is still alive, not only is he alive, but that he's the second in command of all of Mitzrayim, sets out to meet up with his son. And the Torah describes that on Yaakov's trip down to Mitzrayim, it was not an uneventful trip. Something happens, Vayisah Yisrael v'chol asher lo, in the beginning of Perek Mem Vav. And Yaakov arrives in Be'er Sheva, Torah says, Vayizbach zvachim lelokei aviv Yitzchak. And while he's in Be'er Sheva, he offers sacrifices, Vayizbach zvachim, to the God of his father Yitzchak. After he offers these sacrifices to the God of his father Yitzchak, the Torah describes that Hashem appears to him and tells him not to fear going down to Mitzrayim. I'll be down there with you and I will take you back up. And then the Torah records, he gets to Mitzrayim, and then the story as we have it continues. And the Rabban is very bothered by this pasuk, why these pasukim are here and what is there to teach us, specifically in this first pasuk. Why are we told that on his way down to Mitzrayim he stopped in Be'er Sheva specifically? Why are we told that he offers sacrifices? For what purpose was he offering the sacrifices? And why specifically Levokei Aviv Yitzchak, to the God of his father Yitzchak? The Ramban quotes numerous other instances where in either his tefillah or we find other sacrifices where it's made to all of the fathers, to Avram and to Yitzchak, to Elokei Avosav, in plural. Why is he specifying that these sacrifices were done specifically to Yitzchak? So the Ramban here explains a deep concept here within this pasuk, which we will just scratch the surface of that kasher. But Yaakov read this Mitzrayim, when Yaakov was on his way down, ra'a ki ha'golos yaschil bo'u v'zaro. He saw and understood that the exile, the golos, was going to begin here with him and with his children. And this is an idea that Ramban has pointed out various times, that Yaakov sees golos as part of his existence. He sees the exile, everything that he did with Esav when he met up with Esav on his way back from Charan after 22 years, and Ramban said various points over there, he was telling us how to handle golos, how to deal with Esav and Edom throughout golos. Just in last week's parsha, we saw also when he sends his brothers, his sons down to gather Shimon, he has a tefillah, v'shilach lochem es achichem acher, that the man should send back your other brother, which we described last week, was a tefillah for all of golos, a prayer to Hashem to send back all of the lost brethren of the Jewish people. Yaakov was playing that role, and now he saw himself beginning this process. He was going down to Mitzrayim, the exile was going to begin. He, as his father Yitzchak knew, the prophecy that Avram had received 400 years, they would be strangers in a foreign land, they would be subjugated, and he saw that happening to himself, and he was afraid. He was afraid of what Golos would bring. Therefore, he says, Zavach zvachim rabim lepachad aviv Yitzchak. So he offered many sacrifices, specifically to the God of his father, Yitzchak. Shelo tehe midas hadin mesucho kenegdo. Yitzchak represents, as opposed to Avram, who is chesed, kindness, and ahav, and love, Yitzchak, who is Yaakov's father, represented gvura, strength, avoda, he was service, he was one who was offered as a sacrifice, and as a result of that, the midas hadin, concept of strict judgment. And here Yaakov was afraid of the judgment of what was going to be as he was heading down to Mitzrayim. So the sacrifices that he offered were specifically to the God of his father Yitzchak, that the midas hadin, the strict judgment, should not be harsh upon him and upon his children. And the Ramban says, and the Torah here is answering a trivia question as to when the first Korban Shlomim was offered. All of the fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, when they offered Korbanos, they were olos. They were completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Nothing to do other than light it up, and they were entirely consumed. As the Gemara says, all of the Bnei Noach, non-Jews, when they would offer sacrifices, they were all a Korban Olah, and until Kabbalah Satorah, that was the general procedure. But Yaakov here veered from that path, and for the first time offered a Korban Shlomim, which is consumed, as the Gemara says, it's Matzil Shalom, it brings peace. And he was offering as a Shalom between him and between Hashem, that there should be more of a peace offering, that he should be protected on his way down to Mitzrayim as he's beginning the Golos process in his fear. And says the Ramban, this was done in Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva, as the Ramban has mentioned various times in the past as well, was a makom of tefillah, where the Avos used to go to Davin, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. As the Ramban explained over there, they would go to Be'er Sheva, they want to connect in places where they already had previous connections. So the Ramban says there's a concept that you go to a makom tefillah, when a person wants to connect, it, the place where you're doing it is significant. And so therefore Yaakov specifically, when he wanted to offer up these korbanos, he goes to Be'er Sheva, to a place where he and his forefathers have davened before him. He offers up zvachim, specifically the types of korbanos which bring shalom, specifically to Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, in a prayer, in a tefillah, in a hope that he, as he's going down to begin this process of the exile, this long, harsh 400-year exile, which of course will be a little bit shorter in actuality in Mitzrayim, should be sweetened less harsh than the Midas Adin would be, and that's why the Ramban says the Torah is pointing this out at the beginning, and we'll continue tomorrow with then the vision, what Hashem says to him. Ramban has much to say about that as well.